Building Bridges Through Pain, written by Greg Laurie and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Revelation 21:4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. It has been said that success builds walls, but failure builds bridges. Sometimes, when we tell someone how everything is going well, it doesn't help them at all. We say, "Hey man, things are going great for me. I just got a promotion. We're going to buy a bigger house, and the kids have both been accepted into the finest colleges." Meanwhile, their house just burned down, and a wall just went up. But when someone says something like, "Pray for me," or "I'm hurting right now," or "I have a problem," or "I just got bad news from the doctor," your heart goes out to them. You care. You want to help them, and so you should. We live in a world of pain and hurt. Everyone has it, and we should reach out to others who are in pain. When we go through adversity, we can help others who are going through it as well. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, the Apostle Paul wrote, "He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us." God lets us go through adversity, so we will have a new compassion for others who are in pain. Since our son Christopher went to heaven, God has given me a platform to bring comfort to others that he has brought to me. So many hurting people have written me and talked with me, and there are some who will listen to me today who wouldn't have listened to me before. I thank God for that. But am I glad all this has happened so I can have this new ministry? No. I am glad, however, that God can bring some good and some comfort out of that pain. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, though we walk through storms of pain and suffering, help us to fix our eyes on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, "God won't give you more than you can handle," "Time heals all wounds," and "Follow your heart." We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.